I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know.
And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
On Thursday, June the 1st, one of the greatest managerial eras in football history came to a premature end. After just 10 defeats in 13 league games, Phil Neville was brutally sacked by Inter Miami and his close friend, D-Bex.
Show some fucking respect. Sorry for the language.
After earning the opportunity at the club through sheer graft and determination, Fizzer took Inter Miami to dizzying heights. 11th, 6th, and now rooted to the bottom of the Eastern Conference. So today, we're going to look back at our favourite ramble moments provided by Phil Neville's Inter Miami. The streets of Miami will never forget, nor will the beaches. Well, gentlemen, all this talk of players who we think, are they still good? Can they still cut it? One man that we know can is Fizzer, Phil Neville. He's off to Miami. My giddy aunt, it's a match made in heaven. Beckham is getting the band back together. It's something that in fact, he won't get the band back together because there's no way Paul Scholes is going to go out into the Miami sunshine. However, Vish, I put it to you, will we see Fizzer spunking on South Beach?
I was...
I was going through the lyrics of Will Smith's Miami, and I thought, this sounds exactly like Phil Neville's vibe, actually, yeah. this scream, Miami screams of Phil Neville, yeah. All this talk of seeing Dominican women with cinnamon tans, that's right up Phil Neville's street. That's cinnamon. What he does, mate. That's all about him. Honestly, if you're building an MLS team in a place like that, given, you know, for example, the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler as their token of cool and just out and out brilliant and bombasticness, imagine going for Phil Neville and thinking, yeah, that's our manager. Yeah.
But Vish, I think you're not seeing the big picture here. In 2018, Messi congratulated Beckham for founding Inter Miami and added on a, who knows, maybe in a few years he will give me a call. Last year, Messi reportedly bought a £7.25 million apartment in a tower block in Miami, which boasts a car lift, apparently, which is rather impressive. In December, he expressed his desire to play in MLS. Surely this is Inter Miami thinking, we've got Messi in our sights. Who's the man to manage him?
Well, do you think, I like the way you say that, you know, he bought a flat in Miami, because like people go wild whenever footballers do this, as if they're like, it's their only living space. Yeah, do you reckon he used the help to buy scheme to get it? He'd been renting all this time, and it's like, no, I need to get on the ladder.
I don't know if Florida have a help to buy scheme, but he hasn't bought one in Manchester, as far as I'm aware.
Well, do you think it's the other way around? Actually, do you think to get Fizzer they had to get Messi, and they told him, look, we'll get him. They whispered to Fizzer as he would whisper to them.
I think they came as a pair, really, Andy. If you really think long and hard about it. But would one get the best out of the other?
I guess I'm, firstly, there's part of this that makes me think a little bit like when Zlatan, to take it back to the beginning, and Jurgen Klopp came together at that award ceremony a couple of years ago when Klopp was still at Dortmund. And Zlatan goes, I play for you for free, coach. I think there's a little bit of that to it.
I think so.
Secondly, Marcus, I'm very much looking forward to you explaining to me what a car lift is.
Yeah, well, lot, you know, the ones that we get as people, it's like one for cars, mate. I've got one from Brian Kinlan, who says, a travesty that the ramble isn't on whilst Fizzer is melting down, having a meltdown perhaps, and providing some top draw press conference clips. Please ensure it's given top of the bill priority on the first show back. Well, top of the second half, if you will, Brian. But do email us, show at footballramble.com, before we move on to Phil. But yes, Phil Neville, Brian, you're absolutely right. They managed to stop the rot last night, though, with a 1-1 draw with Philadelphia Union. They were 5 minutes away from a victory, sadly.
I mean... Far bit for me, and you guys can shout me down here, and I know it's easy to say from the studio, and we haven't got to do any of this kind of hard work, but I don't think Phil Neville's a very good manager, and I don't know if he can sort this out.
Are you saying English Frank de Boer?
Now, that is strong.
No, because Frank de Boer at least won titles in his own country. But Andy,
yeah, true.
Andy,
that's true. It's just so long ago that no one can remember it anymore. It's quite hard for Phil Neville to win the Premier League title.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, because he's shit. First and foremost, look, he's not going to be given
all right,
a job.
Okay, Luke, we've heard one side, one side of the argument. Andy, would you like to counter Luke's point about Phil Neville?
You like Spanish football.
While we're on into my, I love the kit.
Uh-huh.
I love the kit.
Yeah, go on. Anything else?
Really, that is it.
Oh, I see.
I think Phil Neville, as we all know, and I've officially declared it this morning on Twitter,
yeah,
Phil Neville is the heir to the Kevin Keegan throne on this show. It's official.
Oh, yeah.
If Kevin Keegan is Oasis, Phil Neville is Kasabian. If Kevin Keegan is God, Phil Neville is Jesus.
What?
No, not literally.
What if it doesn't work?
But it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor.
I'll tell you what, that's going on the dust jacket of the book. Yeah.
And I also, before you come in, I really want to make this point, if I may, that he's in trouble at Inter Miami. Who could have possibly seen this coming? Blah, blah, blah. All of us. But I think if you're in a post-match press conference and you're saying, so sometimes when managers run the fire, as you've all seen, you know this in the past, say you're in a relegation battle and you say, we've got X amount of cup finals till the end of the season.
Yeah, yeah,
now,
yeah.
for me, as a supporter of that club, I want the manager to be saying a maximum number of, say, five. We've got five cup finals been done
this
season.
Do you know, I would stretch that to maybe seven.
Okay, fine. Phil said he's got 23 cup finals. It's gone so wrong so early.
Blimey.
There's 23 cup finals till the end of the season.
There's a lot of medals to be won.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, they're obviously... I mean, the thing is, Phil Neville could have smiled and gone, well, of course, we can't get relegated, so we're going to just think about next season. I mean, yes, he vowed to take a long, hard look at himself. He said, I've been in football long enough. I know the consequences. That's no problem to me. We're doing everything in our power. He said, I looked in the players' eyes. There was hurt. They all this sort of stirring speech. Mm. And I thought, you know, in the spirit of Miami, you might say, you know, we will fight them on the pitches. We will fight them on the beaches. And I thought, well, it's a change of what you're doing on the beaches there. But David Beckham.
Fighting your own fist.
Oh dear, they need to finish well. Finish the season well, Andy, you would say. But David Beckham, sporting a bleached blonde hairdo, was in attendance. And apparently, Fizzer still has his backing. David's presence is vital, and it shows that we're all in it together.
Yeah, he's got David Beckham's backing. But David's fucking out. David Beckham's backing, who probably just said, he's one of my best mates. So it would be awkward, wouldn't it, for me to say anything else?
It's not possible to get relegated, and he's one of my best mates. Yeah, right. Let's get back on track then. Into Miami update, everybody.
Smoke from over on that side of the table.
Phil Neville has promoted his son to the first team into Miami.
He has.
I'm giving you the nod, son.
Go both barrels. What? I mean, that's...
Be like your uncle, your dad.
Oh dear. Harvey Neville travelled with the team for their final game of the season early this month, and now he's officially in the first team after Neville axed 10 players. Neville left behind Beckham's son Romeo, who will continue to play in Inter Miami's feeder team. What do we think of this then, Lars? How can you add some seriousness to this chat?
Lars has got an axe to grind about Inter Miami's financial dealings, so I think he's probably going to go there.
Well, axed for 10 players. I mean, Inter Miami, for those who don't know, have been punished harshly this year. They've been handed a fine, and there's been a reduction in the money they're allowed to spend over the next couple of years, because again, the MLS is... MLS, I know we have American listeners, it's not the MLS, it is MLS, have very stringent financial controls, and Inter Miami broke them. Inter Miami spent quite a lot more money on player salaries than they were allowed to. The average MLS squad has three players who can pay whatever, and the rest of the squad is sort of mid-table League One wages, pretty much. Basically, they circumvented these rules by just paying the players way too much.
Gonzalo Higuain's on $5.2 million a year.
Well, he's one of those three, so you can pay them whatever you want.
Yeah,
it's all good. So he'll be on more than the rest of the squad put together.
I mean, that's just mad.
Happy days for Gonzalo.
They were given the biggest fine in MLS history,
yes.
I believe.
Yes. Yeah. And because they had basically two more players who should have been designated players by how much they were earning.
Yeah.
And just across the board, there was too much money being paid. And the point I want to make is that when this is reported, it's say, oh, they're fined for breaching sort of financial regulations, blah, 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 blah. We need to use the right words occasionally for things in this country.
Well, it's Phil's fault.
No, it's cheating is what it is. Like, this is cheating.
Yeah.
And cheating is the word we should be using, because when it's, oh, they've fallen foul of admin things. It's like, I guess. I mean, this is as much cheating, I would argue, as if they were doping or paying off referees, honestly.
People think that when you say that we're not using the word cheating... And so, do you think that's because Inter Miami finished fourth bottom in the Eastern Conference? They won 12 games from 34. They didn't qualify for the playoffs. So people are not that. Spent a load of money. And it didn't work.
Unsuccessful at cheating. No. And it's a very, very serious thing that they've done, and they've been duly punished for it. And you mentioned earlier that they've axed a lot of players because they have to now, because they've had a huge fine, and that'll curtail what they'll be able to spend over the next 2 years. So it's really set the project. Backed, I think, a little bit, and they're going to have to run it a lot smarter now than they have done so far.
Well, they've got the man at the helm to do that.
Well, I was going to say, you know, and I think people forget that all this turmoil going on and all this sort of naughty business, you know, it's poor old Fizzer that gets it in the neck for everybody.
That's true. To be fair, he's not had an easy job there.
Everyone should leave off old Fizzer. But Fizzer did say, after failing to qualify for the playoffs, I'd be lying if I said I didn't expect us to finish higher.
Do the voice properly.
I'd be lying if I said He then went on to say, I honestly can't wait to attack next season as quickly as possible. We've got great plans. They've got great plans, Lars.
Listen,
Luke's got to have his say.
You said your piece, yeah. Right? And you've done a very good but earnest bit about Inter Miami. Right.
Let's hear the other side of the story.
Yeah. All I want to say is that I prefer the stuff we do about Fizzer.
You might prefer this then. Their superstar, Higuain, as you mentioned, said... And he said this to Christian Vieri's Twitch channel, which is obviously where you do most of your communication with the media.
Which one's Phil again?
He said, I thought I would come here and play with a cigarette in my mouth, and instead, it is difficult.
At least he admits it.
Great attitude from your superstar. It's a tough league. And I think this is something that the older stars from Europe find when they come over. It is not as easy as they think.
Andrea Pirlo was a perfect example of that for New York City FC.
Say what you want about the standards, but there are a lot of fit lads in that division who don't mind smashing into you, which I think if you...
Yeah, do you remember when Andrea Pirlo, when everyone was just going mad? Because basically the whole football community...
It was just hanging around.
The whole football community realised that Andrea Pirlo was going to retire.
Yeah.
And so they were like, oh no, we probably haven't given him as much credit as we should have done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So people just went way over the top. And he would be playing like 10-yard square passes in the MLS and people would be going, look, typical Pirlo.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Yeah. Found the space.
Yeah.
And on that right back, he's kind of standing around in the middle, not moving much. It's like, he's reading the game.
Exactly.
Look at him reading.
Exactly.
He's reading the game going, I don't fancy this, I'll stay back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the air in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
From one well-established English coach to another, Phil Neville. He has admitted this week that he doesn't have any friends. Many friends would be a better way to say that, because he said himself, I don't have many friends. I don't want many friends. Sir Alex Ferguson used to say to us, you only need 6 friends in your life, the ones that are going to carry your coffin.
You don't have to do everything he says. It applies to all of them.
Just carry the coffin, Jim. That's all your mates are good for. He went on, did old Fizzer. My granddad hated people. He only wanted his family around him. When I used to go on holiday with my 2 children, we used to go to Barbados and the kids would wander off and I used to drag them back. Like, don't go mixing with those kids. We've got our own little unit here. I don't want anyone infiltrating us. We just didn't like anyone. I mean, he's like the head of Scientology or something. Like
the further quotes in this...
They can't infiltrate us, Jim. They'll find out what we get up to on the beach.
So he said that his son is like him, and he, for his 18th birthday, he just wanted to have a pint with Uncle Gary for some reason, to have his first drink, which is quite sweet. But apparently his daughter is a lot more like her mum and a lot more sociable. And apparently, like, they have these battles where it's like, oh, she wants to have her friends over. It's like, really, but we don't like having other people in the house. And he will like argue her down to just one friend. It's like, let your daughter live her life, you weird beach wanker. Just, God's sake.
Oh, Fizzer. Of course, but if there was suddenly the managerial role at Manchester United suddenly became open and they needed a short-term appointment.
Here we go. Where are we going?
Might I glance over to Miami?
because what, Will Smith?
In an interview yesterday, Phil Neville said that Manchester United might not have success for years and stressed there is no divine right to win. And he's absolutely spot on there. And a man who speaks in facts and knows the club could well find himself back there at some point.
I love the fact that he doesn't find it demeaning or patronising that at every Inter Miami press conference he just gets asked about Man United.
Yeah. Also,
what's your brother like?
If he does get the job, might he continue that, you know, that thought? Like, look, there's no divine right to success.
Phil, sorry, Fizzer, just question, one more question. Was your brother really best man at David Beckham's wedding?
Well, Phil said that he's been receiving total support from David Beckham in his job at Inter Miami. So he may be there for a while. I mean, talk about stability and longevity. Could happen. Yeah. We could see, you know, a sort of a Diego Simeone situation coming along there.
In what way?
Wages?
Aside from wages, in what way is he going to be like Diego Simeone?
Not win the Champions League. So very disrespectful to Diego Simeone. Apologies, Diego. But he talked about Salford City, where there's been a proper old churn of coaches. And he said, the managers that we've sacked at Salford are the ones who maybe for the last 3 months stopped talking to my brother. As soon as the communication stops, I think you're dead. And I think that's worrying for Fizzer, because he does like to whisper a little, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And actually, the owners of the club may think the communication's gone dead. They just can't hear him. So who knows? But just one more quote from for Fizzer, if I may. This is on a more personal level. He was talking about some home comforts and how he's adapted to Miami. He said, it's a beautiful city. And he said, there's an English shop just down the road. Pond Hoppers, it's called. We go down there and get Kit Kats, Dairy Milks and Jelly Babies.
Yeah, you can get a lot more at Pond Hoppers as well. I was on their website earlier.
Oh, yeah.
The subtitle of their business is Best of British.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, anything you can think of, you know.
Game recognises game, doesn't it?
You want to get yourself a...
Marmite?
For some reason, a jar of Dolmio. You can get that. I don't know why, but you can. You can get all sorts. British biscuits. They even do...
Tiki masala?
Sherbet Dib Dabs.
Ooh.
There you go. See, Fizzer, get involved, me old son. He is. Oh, dearie me. Gentlemen, let's finish the show with something much more sensible and not open to any kind of piss-taking. There was a tweet from Chris this morning that said, I'm scared to listen to the Football Ramble this week knowing this, because this morning, David Ornstein, well-respected journalist, reported that Inter Miami are increasingly confident of signing Lionel Messi and expect to sign
him
in the coming months. If I didn't feel vindicated with Trippier, my goodness. I'm back on the wagon with this one.
I mean, is he going to do that?
Why not?
Well, because he's currently at PSG and Barcelona want him back.
Yeah, I think he can't return to Barcelona, surely.
But he can go to Inter Miami. That makes sense, does it?
Yeah? New challenge. You know, no, I just think returning to Barcelona, look at what happened. Look at Ronaldo at Manchester United. I know he scored some
Phil
goals.
Neville.
Yeah. David, what do you think? You're, you know, does
it's,
he...
It's a joke, but look... Look, being serious for a minute, I think Messi's already tarnished his legacy by going to PSG anyway.
Right.
So what's more? I mean, why doesn't he just finish it off and go and get coached by Phil Neville?
Yeah.
I mean,
doesn't he buy a place?
Hang on.
Or doesn't he own a place in Miami? I remember reading in the past that he likes the anonymity of Miami, because it's like very few places on earth where he can have that,
and it's pretty much Spanish speaking there as well. Like, so he would fit in, but. When you say he's tarnished his legacy, presumably because he's going to PSG, their ownership, what they're doing, and so on. And you say that that is just as bad as being as coached as Phil Neville in terms of his legacy.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. The murky way that everything played out in Barcelona
as well.
It just lost a bit of the magic for Messi for me.
Right, I see what you mean.
Not as a player, please. Yeah, he's the greatest footballer I've ever seen in my life.
I know what you're saying.
But it's a bit murky. And just why not completely soil it?
And with that spring in everybody's step now, let us march forward to talk about how they're getting on. They won their first two games of the season.
You know, there's talk that there's like a secret McDonald's menu.
Yes.
There's a secret running order for this show that the rest of us can't see. Marcus has access to it, and it's got Phil Neville in it every time.
I've disappeared to the underground studio. this is where you can hear me from. But Fizzer was asked about, you know, was there talk of the title into him? He said, I think it's too early to talk about that. And once again, he was right. They've lost three games on the bounce.
How have you spun this his way? He's had no right being on this show.
Yeah. Talking of spinning, you know what the influence of Fizzer is at the moment? Did you see the speculation linking Leo Messi with Inter at the weekend?
You're doing
like,
it now.
No, but like...
Andy, we've been talking Inter, about that link for ages.
No,
like
but Inter...
Internationale or...
Yeah, Internationale.
Oh, okay.
It's almost as if Messi's trying to finesse it. Like, people are talking more and more about his friendship with Javier Zanetti now. It's like, no, I never would have gone to Inter Miami. No, you got the wrong Inter.
Oxford Brooks, no.
Indeed. All right, well, we'll finish it there because Vish is in the huff. Thanks very much for listening.
One of the greatest managerial eras in football history came to a premature end after just...
just...
All right, come on. All right, here we go. Come on. I honestly don't know if I'm going to say this. I can't.
Come on, you can do it.
Oh, I can. I fucking can, Jim. Right. 11th, 6th. Oh, dear. And now rooted to the bottom of the Eastern Conference.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously,
man. Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more,
then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.